Take your Bibles, if you will, and turn to the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew. Last week, we finished our lessons from the book of Ruth. And I have not yet decided where I'm going to go in Sunday morning services. And so I thought, let's do this. The book of Matthew, chapter 19. We're going to begin reading at verse 16. Title of our message this morning is Man Cannot Save Himself. It is sad there are people who believe, and they've been taught this, that if they're good enough, God has to let them into heaven. And I feel sorry for these people because many of them are very religious. They're faithful to their houses of worship. But unfortunately, they've been told a lie. Because man cannot save himself. He is only saved through the saving grace of the blood of Christ. Shall we stand together? The book of Matthew chapter 19. We'll begin reading at verse 16. Matthew 19, beginning at verse 16. And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? Isn't that interesting? What good thing? Like, what one thing can I do? Well, you know, if there was but one thing that we could do, don't you think it would be found every page? Do this and you'll be saved. But that's not what happens. And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. And he said unto them, Which? That's like a lot of people today. They like to pick and choose which commandments they follow. Jesus said, Thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man said unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Dear Heavenly Father, as we have this time of preaching, we ask, Lord, that it may honor your name. May the gospel be presented clearly. And Lord, we pray that when all is said and done, thy will be done. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. We will continue reading verses 20 through 26. And the young man saith unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? And he said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, Verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, Who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. The Bible says, There is none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. We're sure glad for that, aren't we? Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Romans 3:10, 23, 6:23, and 5:12. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, "Who then can be saved?" But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." If man could save himself, then Jesus Christ would not need have died. Nor, as some teach, Christ did some of the work, but man must do the rest. See in your mind's eye one coming to Christ with an important question: "What good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" Jesus immediately tells them that why are you calling me good? There's only one good, and that is God. Let me ask you this. Was Jesus God?
Yeah.
Yes, God the Son. He was truly good. But Jesus says, "Keep the commandments." And the rich young ruler says, "Which?" Now, Matthew and Luke say, "Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt honor thy father and mother." Matthew then adds this thought from the book of Leviticus, chapter 19 and verse 18: "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord." So Jesus is talking here, and he gives some commandments, but he also gives this thought from the book of Leviticus. A quick look at those listed here, or those in Luke chapter 18, verse 20, reveal that Jesus did not mention the first or the last commandment: to honor the Lord God and have no other gods before him. And then the other one, the 10th commandment: thou shalt not what?
Covet.
The reason: his riches, which he coveted, were his God. We have gods today. They are not necessarily some idol made in some factory that we buy and bring to our house. No, there are other idols, and they are numerous. But this one coveted what he had. When Jesus tells a man to sell what he had and give the profits to the poor and follow him, the young man went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Luke 18:23 says, "And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich." Now, I'm glad, aren't you, that God didn't say rich people can't go to heaven? Because, you know, as Americans, we're rich. We have so much. If you've been to a third world country, you have a lot. I remember being in Honduras and going to the door and knocking on the side. The door was a curtain. Inside, the floor was dirt. They had no electricity. Folks, you have a whole lot more than they do. You know, one of the greatest blessings you have, it's hot water. Don't you like your hot water? Yes. Didn't you take a shower? Well, I won't ask you that. Maybe you didn't. But the fact of the matter is, we are so rich. But we can go to heaven because of Jesus Christ. This statement stunned his disciples that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. It was a common belief that the rich were rich because they were blessed by the Lord. Now, they are blessed by the Lord, and we are blessed by the Lord. And to whom much is given, much is expected. But they believed because they were rich, it was because God loved them more and gave them more because of, well, whoever they were. But Jesus says it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for the rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Now, probably most of you know what the eye of a needle is. Now, it's not that thing that they may be using tomorrow at the sewing circle. But it was a door in the wall of a city through which a man or a woman may pass so they didn't have to walk down to the main gates. And for a camel to go through such a door, his burden had to be removed. The camel then had to get onto his knees and crawl through the opening. So Jesus says it's easier for the camel to go through the eye of the needle than for the rich man to go to heaven. Who then can be saved? With men, this is impossible, but praise God, with him, all things are possible. Point number one, salvation is needed. Who then can be saved? Well, all have sinned and what? Come short of the glory of God. The Ten Commandments show that a man is a sinner and is in need of a Savior. Jesus came to give his life a ransom for many. John 3 indicates that a man must accept the gift of eternal life. You cannot do it for your son or your daughter or your grandchildren. You can't do it for your mate. You can't do it for your parents. Each individual must make that choice themselves. I cannot go to heaven because my dad was a Baptist preacher. I cannot go to heaven because my mother was a faithful follower of Jesus Christ. I can only go to heaven if I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. Point number two, salvation is impossible with man. Dr. James Smith says concerning man saving himself, man cannot blot out his own sin. He cannot blot out his own sin. They are written in the memory of God, and unless we've accepted Christ as our Savior, they will be judged for those sins. But if we have accepted Christ as our Savior, our sins are buried in the depths of the sea. Man cannot atone for his own guilt. The price is too great for one who is poor and needy and without strength. We cannot do it ourselves. It is why we like to blame others for our, well, what shall we say, our iniquity, our sins. It's their fault. It's not my fault. If they would have done this, I wouldn't have done that. So we blame others, but man cannot atone for his own guilt. He also says man cannot change his own heart. The Bible tells us that our heart is deceitful and desperately, anybody know the next word? Wicked. Wicked. Do you remember why the Lord destroyed the world with a flood? Because of their evil ways. And every imagination of his mind was sinful. He cannot purchase salvation with his own works. By the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. We find you cannot purchase salvation. Have you ever bought something and afterwards wish you hadn't bought it? Yes, I've been there. I bought something recently at Kroger's. It looked so good. I thought, wow, it's on sale. Sometimes I hate when things are on sale. And so I took a bite. I couldn't wait to get it out of its package. I was still sitting there in the parking lot. It looked so good in the package. It didn't smell half bad. But the taste. Oh, if you go over to Kroger's, don't park in this one spot. Because I spit it out. I'm not going to tell you. I took it back. I took it right back in. I said, I just purchased this. And she said, you didn't like it. I said, no. She goes, most people don't. None of you would be dumb enough to buy it. But anyways, where was I? Oh, Christ purchased your salvation. He purchased your salvation. Well, what did he use? Well, in heaven, the street is of what? Gold. So he didn't use gold to purchase your salvation. No. What did he use? His precious blood. His shed blood. He died for you and for me. And when we refuse it, God is angered. For the wrath of God abideth on that person that does not accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. We cannot purchase our salvation. We cannot change our heart. We cannot remove our guilt or blot out our sin. But salvation is possible with God. Salvation is possible. Because of the offense against our Creator, all-powerful God, we need a Savior. The psalmist David said, against thee, thee only have I sinned. The prodigal said, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. So we are all sinners. We must admit that we are sinners. But thank God we can have salvation. It's to all mankind. Salvation is possible because God loves the sinner. Now, he hates the sin, but he loves the sinner. Are you a sinner? All of us are sinners. There are saved sinners, and there are sinners that are lost and will spend eternity in hell. Salvation is possible because God loves the sinner. 1 John 4:10 says, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us. He loved us. We have salvation because the Heavenly Father laid our sins upon Jesus. He had to bear our sins. Does that bother you? That should humble us. That the God who created us was willing to bear our burdens, our sins. Isaiah 53:6 says, the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. What's another word for iniquity? Sin. He has laid the iniquity, our iniquity on the Lord. Isaiah 53:10-11, when thou shall make his soul an offering for sin, for he shall bear their iniquities. He was our offering. He died for you and for me. Let me ask you the question. Aren't you glad somebody told you about your need of a Savior? Yes? I'm glad. I'm glad that I was taken to a church that taught the need of salvation and how that salvation could be received. And yet we live in a world today where so many know absolutely nothing about Jesus Christ. So many Americans today do not even know what Resurrection Sunday is all about. They don't really know why Christ came the first time. John 1:29 says, behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. If there was another way to be saved, do you think this verse would be in the Bible? No. John the Baptist, seeing Jesus come, says, behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. There is no other way. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by him. He is the Savior. He is our Redeemer. As we went through the book of Ruth, we kept talking about the kinsman Redeemer and that one who would pay the price. Jesus paid the price for our salvation. As he was there in the garden, and they came for him, I am sure that Satan was screaming at him, saying, here they come. You know what's going to happen. You know what the next few days are all about. Well, why don't you just go back to heaven and leave these humans for me? As he was being beaten and the demons were screaming at him. And though the Bible doesn't say it, you know that they were screaming at him. The demons had been cast out of heaven. They have an eternity in which they will spend in the pit of hell. They were screaming at him. And as he was on the cross, and as the people, there are those that said, come on down and prove it that you're Christ. He endured that. None of us like to be mocked. None of us like to be yelled at. And yet Christ endured it, not only from humans, but from the devil himself and the demons. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, because he is able to save. He is able. I was reading an article about a baby that was born with far too early, weighed less than 2 pounds. And as I read the article and they were talking about all the things that the hospital there in New York was trying to do to save this child who lived 53 days. And you read it and you feel sorry that this child could not be saved. The parents couldn't save it. The doctors couldn't save it. It couldn't save itself. In our spiritual ways, no one can save you but Jesus Christ. No one is able to take away your sins. Isaiah 45:22 says, look unto me and be saved, for I am God, and there is none other. There is salvation in no other name. It is only in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Would you once again look at verses 25 and 26 here in the book of Matthew? When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, who then can be saved? Do you know of someone that you work with, someone in your family, your neighborhood, a relative, that they're really a good person? You've heard that saying, they would give you the shirt off their back. They're really nice. Will that get them into heaven? Recently, the University of Michigan received a gift of $15 million. $15 million. I didn't have anything else to do with it. Some of you will catch that later on. But can you imagine $15 million? What if they had given that $15 million to fundamental Bible-believing churches? Well, that would have been nice, right? Absolutely. But would that giving of that $15 million get them into heaven? No. No. No matter what the good works, we cannot get into heaven by them. But God is able. The things that are impossible with man are possible with God. Notice what it says, verse 26. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. What's impossible with man? To save himself. I hope that you have at some point in time in your life come to the realization that you are a lost sinner. No matter how good you are a lost sinner. And that the only salvation is available through Jesus Christ. And once realizing you were a sinner and realizing that Jesus is the only hope, I hope you have asked him to forgive you of your sins and to come and to be your Savior. I hope that day has come in your life. But if it has never come, praise God, he's given you another opportunity. to get things right. And in a moment, we're going to have an invitation, and you can come to the altar, and we'll have someone show you from the Word of God what you must do to be saved. Because the most important decision you will ever make in your life is that of accepting Jesus Christ. Shall we stand together? Number 17 is our invitation song, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. Number 17. His will is that you come to know Him as Savior. Number 17. Dear Heavenly Father, as we have this invitation time, we ask, Lord, that the Spirit would move and touch hearts, even saving that soul this morning that is nearest hell. Lord, we ask that your will be done. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.